You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers, joined by T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com and TexasRangers.com. T.R., a couple of questions about moving forward. What do the Rangers look at Leonsis Martin this year and see of his development?
Well, he hasn't come around as much as they had hoped. You know, he's still a hacker at the plate. He's, you know, he's not as selective as they'd like him to be. At times he is. At times he looks pretty good up there. Other times, you know, he's swinging at anything and everything. You know, I think outfield, you know, he can really cover the ground. He's got a tremendous arm. You know, this is his second full year in the big leagues. You know, they still think he's got a chance to be, you know, a pretty good offensive player. It just hasn't come as fast as they'd hoped.
Let me ask you about a couple other positions. In second base in 2015, is Jerickson Profar going to be back, or is Odor going to compete for the job? What's going to happen at second base in 2015, do you think?
Profar is going to have to play winter ball, and I think that'll tell a lot where he's at. And then they'll just come into spring training and they'll compete for the job, and, you know, they may have an extra infielder. I mean, Odor's not going anywhere. You know, they might make a trade this winter, see what they can get. But I think the first thing they need to do is get Profar healthy and get him playing winter ball at some point and see how he's doing.
3 years ago, you know, I think most people in baseball thought Profar and Mike Olt were among the 5 or 10 best players in the minor leagues. Is this a reminder that it's just hard to evaluate players, or were those two guys overvalued from the beginning? What is your view on those guys?
Well, I think Profar would have had a chance to have a breakout season. You know, last year he was a utility infielder. That's kind of a tough job for a young player to handle. However, there have been guys like Bobby Grich, just to show you how old I am, who broke into the big leagues as a utility infielder and ended up having a long, successful career. I think the biggest thing was Profar got hurt, never got healthy. I think if he'd have stayed healthy this year, I think he'd have had a really good gauge on whether Jerickson Profar was the real deal or not. And there's a lot of people who still think he is. You know, they just need to get him out there playing somewhere.
So Giovanni Soto gets traded to the A's. What are the Rangers looking at in terms of catcher next year? Do they have somebody in the system? Do they have to go out and get somebody? What are they thinking there?
Well, they like what Chirinos has done this year. They're not sure he's a full-time, everyday catcher. They got a young kid coming up today, Tomas Tellez. He'll join the team in Seattle for their 3-game series. You know, this kid is a hitter who had a major arm injury early in his minor league career that really set him back, but he's really made some significant strides. You know, when they first signed him, they thought he was going to be a big prospect, and he might be. So they're going to take a look at him over the final 6 weeks. And then they got Jorge Alfaro, their number one prospect, or, you know, right there with Joey Gallo, who's probably a year or two away, but, you know, he's got a chance to be something special too. So they got some good young catchers in the system that they can take a look at, and they're really happy with Chirinos. You know, they may have to go out and get a veteran guy in the offseason just to, you know, give him some depth and some veteran presence. You know, might be Giovanni Soto again. Who knows? But they're okay at catcher right now.
Okay. The last 2 years, Robbie Ross has been a really good setup man. He was kind of getting his feet on the ground, began the year in the rotation. What is his role, do you think, in 2015 and going forward? Back to the bullpen, or do they still think he can be a productive starting pitcher?
I mean, they'll probably give him a chance to start, but I think he's better suited for relief work as a left-handed reliever. Like you said, he did a very good job the past 2 seasons, and, you know, I'm not sure he's got the stuff to, you know, hold up for 7 to 8 innings. I think he might be better as a reliever, but, you know, we'll see. They got to find 5 starters, and they got a lot of work to do to find those 5.
Yeah, and TR, as just sort of looking in the John Daniels blueprint, do you think right now, just today, he looks as Feliz pitching the 9th inning next year? That's his hope, and maybe Robbie the 7th or 8th, and then figuring it out backwards from there after he takes care of the rotation.
Well, I think, you know, Tanner Shepard is, you know, he had a loss here because of his injuries. They still think that he can be a number one setup type reliever. You know, they got some young arms. Ramon Mendez has pitched well. Sean Tolleson has pitched extremely well. John Edwards, they got some young relievers up here right now. Alex Claudio and Phil Klein that are pitching pretty well. So I think they're not really too worried about the bullpen. They got a lot of young arms in there. And, you know, maybe they go out and get a veteran guy, or maybe they get lucky again like they did with Tolleson and pick somebody up off of waivers. Maybe Nick Martinez goes to the bullpen next year. I think they got plenty of arms to fill out a bullpen. I think, the big thing right now is to find those starters.
And, T.R., I'm going to ask you a dumb question. Because the Rangers have a deep farm system, because they have money to spend, and because there's a lot of talent to try to just get back on the field, do you think that right now John Daniels is optimistic about the competitive team, but about being able to put a competitive team on the field in 2015?
Well, I think so. I mean, the huge thing is Prince Fielder. I mean, you know, that was a huge injury for him, and you can see how bad their offenses has been. You know, they'll need another bat or two, but, you know, the big thing is getting Prince Fielder back healthy. And if that happens, and, you know, then they have Alex Rios, and they got Shin-Soo Choo and Adrian Belcher. They have their offense put back together again. They've still got to find a couple of starters. You know, Derek Holland should be healthy next year. Darvish should be healthy next year. They're using two guys. You know, they've still got to find a couple more, maybe Nick Kepish and Nick Martinez, but one more veteran starter, I think. So the big thing is getting Fielder back, one or two more bats maybe somebody who could DH, a veteran DH-type guy, and then, one starter. They can do that. They got a real good shot at being competitive next year.
TR, have you learned anything about Ron Washington this year? How is he held up under all the losing, which he's not, which the organization has not been accustomed to?
Well, you know, I don't know if I've learned anything about it, but I've been reinforced that the guy loves to teach. I mean, you know, no matter what happened the night before, you know, no matter where they are in the standings, he's out there every day working with Odor. He's out there working. They're out there working with Leonis Martin. You know, they're constantly trying to get players better. He's working with his first baseman, trying to get them, you know, better defensively. I mean, the guy has been tireless as far as trying to teach and trying to make these players better, knowing that this is a lost season, but it won't be if, you know, some guys like Odor and Leonis Martin and others can really show improvement. I mean, you know, that's what's on everybody's mind right now. Right now you're seeing Ron Washington, the teacher, out there every day.
T.R. Sullivan covers the Rangers for MLB.com. Has done it for a long time and with distinction. I sure appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.